This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Hello, and welcome to Sounds Choral, an exploration of the rich traditions of choral music from around the world. Singing is perhaps our oldest art, and we continue today to come together in choirs to make harmony. I'm your host, Stephen Sametz. I'm the Ronald J. Ulrich Chair of Choral Music at Lehigh University, where I am the Director of Choral Activities, and I also have the honor to be the Artistic Director of the all-professional chamber choir, the Princeton Singers. The Princeton Singers is now in its 36th season, and today I'd like to share with you a little about their upcoming concert at Trinity Church in Princeton on Saturday, April 27th at 8 p.m., entitled Hear Me Roar, A Tribute to Women in Music. The Princeton Singers will be joined by the Princeton Girl Choir, featuring works by the medieval composers Cassia and Hildegard von Bingen, the Renaissance Lament of Anne Boleyn, which legend has it she wrote in the Tower of London on the eve of her beheading, as well as works of Fanny Hensel Mendelssohn, Sarah Hopkins, Esai Barnwell of Sweet Honey in the Rock fame, and new works by Bettina Shepherd, Lydia Adams, and more. Let's start today listening to a work of Cassia, known as the first female whose music has come down to us in written form. Cassia was born around 810 in Constantinople, the capital of Byzantium. She was the daughter of a wealthy family who were likely members of the imperial court, and she received education in classical Greek studies and philosophy. She was a great beauty and was part of the selection of brides shown to the Emperor Theophilus in May of 830. The emperor chose Cassia, but then found her a little bit too smart for his taste. So instead of an empress, history has given us in Cassia a composer of talent and wit. We're going to listen to a work appropriate to the season. This is a chant sung on Tuesday of Holy Week, telling the story of Mary Magdalene. We'll listen in a performance by the German ensemble, Voca Me. That was a work of the earliest female composer of written music, Cassia, and a performance by the ensemble Vocame. And you can hear works of Cassia, as well as Hildegard von Bingen, Anne Boleyn, and others, in the Princeton Singers upcoming concert on Saturday, April 27th, Hear Me Roar, a tribute to women in music, held at Trinity Church in Princeton. We're going to continue with music of the Easter season with a work of the early Renaissance Franco-Flemish composer Antoine Bunois, his Victime Paschali Laudes. This text comes from the triumphant Eastertide chant, Praise to the Paschal Lamb. The text is one of the oldest in the Roman Rite and is used as the sequence in the Easter Sunday service. Let's listen to this in a performance by Pomerium under the direction of Alexander Blatchley.
Thank you.
That was Antoine Bunois' setting of the Easter text, Victime Paschali Laudes, sung by Pomerium. I'd like to introduce a work of mine appropriate to the season. This is a piece I wrote for Chanticleer many years ago, in which they are touring again this season, O Llama de Amor Viva, a mystical vision of St. John of the Cross. The poetry comes from San Juan de la Cruz, St. John of the Cross, a 16th century Carmelite friar who was imprisoned for his beliefs. While in prison, he was kept in a box and was periodically taken out to be circumflagellated. That is, his torturers would walk around him while whipping him. Between these sessions, while inside his box, St. John experienced visions, a flame of living love, O Llama de Amor Viva, and he wrote these visions in poetry later when he was freed. The work is narrative, beginning with a villancico, or folk song, that St. John hears being sung outside his cell. This yields to a torture section within the cell, and then to the central part of the work, the setting of St. John's vision, O Flame of Living Love. The work then unfolds outward again, revisiting the torture, and then to outside the cell with an evocation of the villancico. The reason this is appropriate to the season is that throughout the work, all the sections are based on the Gregorian Easter chant, Victime Paschali Laudes, the same text you heard in Bunois' motet. The chant is woven into the villancico, the torture, and the vision, and is ultimately presented in its most basic Gregorian chant form at the close, a triumph of faith after St. John's long tribulation. This is a performance by Chanticleer of my O Llama de Amor Viva, a mystical vision of St. John of the Cross.
Amen.
the performance by Chanticleer of Mai, O Llama de Amor Viva, A Mystical Vision of St. John of the Cross. I'd like to come back to a little preview of the upcoming Princeton Singers concert now, Hear Me Roar, with a work by Rena Esmail, an Indian-American composer working in L.A. In this work, entitled Tutarana, Esmail combines an Indian raga with Western harmony. The title itself is a fusion of the Italian tutti, or everyone, and the fast section that ends traditional Indian music, the arana. Esmail has written that, "I am from two countries that are on literally the opposite sides of the world. I know I can't live in both places at the same time in the material world, but I can through my music." Let's listen to Rena Esmail's very energetic Tutarana in a performance from March of 2019 by the Lehigh University Choir under my direction. That was Tutarana by Rena Esmail in performance by the Lehigh University Choir. And you can hear this work live this coming Saturday, sung by the Princeton Singers at Trinity Church, along with many other pieces by women on the concert with the Princeton Girl Choir, Hear Me Roar, in Princeton at 8 p.m. Returning to works for Easter, I thought we'd take a turn into another of Sounds Choral, the great Russian Orthodox liturgical tradition. This is Pavel Chesnikov's Paschal Hymn to the Virgin. The English translation runs, "The angel cried to the Lady, full of grace, 'Rejoice, O pure Virgin. Again I say rejoice. Your son is risen from his 3 days in the tomb. With himself he has raised all the dead. Rejoice, all you people. Shine, O new Jerusalem.'" This is a performance by the St. Petersburg Chamber Choir under the direction of Nikolai Korniev. Isai Barnwell was for many years the director of the female quartet Sweet Honey in the Rock. She wrote Wanting Memories as part of a larger work that was a tribute to her grandmother and the values she instilled in her. Dr. Barnwell has said that the unconditional love she found goes beyond her personal story. She writes, "I have learned the more specific we can be, the more universal we are. At core, we all share something. This may account for the universal appeal of Dr. Barnwell's music." This is Wanting Memories in a performance by Contus.
I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. Yes, I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes.
You used to rock me in the cradle of your arms. You said you'd hold me till the pains of life were gone. You said you'd comfort me in times like these, and now I need you, and now I need you. And you are gone.
So I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. Since you've gone and left me, there's been so little beauty, but I know I saw clearly through your eyes.
Now the world outside is such a cold and bitter place. Here inside I have few things that will console. And when I try to hear your voice above the storms of life, then I remember that I was born.
Yes, I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. Yes, I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes.
I think all the things that made me feel so wonderful when I was young. I think on the things that made me laugh, made me dance, made me sing. I think on the things that made me grow into a being full of pride. Think on these things, for they are true.
And I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes.
I thought that you were gone, but now I know you're with me. You are the voice that whispers all I need to hear. I know a please, a thank you, and a smile will take me far. I know that I am you, and you are me, and we are one. I know that who I am is numbered in each grain of sand. I know that I've been blessed again and over.
To see the beauty in the world.
That was Wanting Memories by Isai Barnwell in a performance by Kantus. And we've been listening to a few works of the season and also a few works you'll be able to hear in the Princeton Singers and Princeton Girl Choir's upcoming concert, Hear Me Roar, a tribute to women in music. The concert includes a new work of mine as well as a great new piece by Bettina Shepherd to a text of Neil Gaiman, The Day the Saucers Landed, which interestingly incorporates theremin as the sound of aliens landing. So for fans of the fantasy writer Neil Gaiman, or fans of the unusual sounds of the theremin, this concert may be of particular interest. We're going to finish up Sounds Choral today with another work included on this upcoming program, this time by the Australian composer Sarah Hopkins. Like a few other works in today's broadcast, this is based on chant, this time utilizing the Humi singing indigenous to Western Mongolia and the overtone singing of tantric Tibetan Buddhism. The technique allows singers to make two pitches simultaneously, resulting in a haunting sound Hopkins entitles Past Life Melodies. And we'll hear this in a performance by Chanticleer. Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the classical network, David Ozenberg, producer. I'm your host, Stephen Sametz, and it's been my pleasure to host Sounds Choral today. We've heard a preview of the Princeton Singers' upcoming concert, Hear Me Roar, which will be held Saturday, April 27th at Trinity Church in Princeton, where Princeton Singers will be joined by the Princeton Girl Choir in a tribute to women in music. For tickets and more information about this concert, you can go online to princetonsingers.org. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral program by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation in membership at our website. Thanks so much for listening. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org.
I am David Ozenberg, producer of Sounds Choral, and from all of us here at WWFM, the Classical Network, we wish you a happy Easter, happy Passover, and leave you with some music that takes in the two themes of Stephen's program you just heard, music for Easter and music by women composers. We're going to hear music of Chiara Margherita Cozzolani, a Benedictine nun based in Milan. She was born in 1602 and lived till sometime in the 1670s. She took her vows and entered the convent in 1620. This is the Gloria from her Easter Mass, performed by the ensemble Magnificat.